There she is, boy. Roswell, New Mexico. And all the grandma grass you'd ever want to eat, huh? I think we better do our job and get out of here quick. You end up as fat as them cows. Let's get down there and find out what's going on.
Wait now, wait! I didn't mean to...
You call yourself a bartender? Look at that label, dang it. It says right here, 1871. Ain't hardly a year old. And you know I don't drink no red eye less than it's aged at least 5.
Please, it was an honest mistake. You see...
Oh, I see. You're trying to cheat me. Ah, well. All in all, you were a pretty decent bartender when you were still living.
Still living? But I didn't...
But you went and gave me the cheap stuff, and now you gotta die. You pegged it. Hey, Pat, you was kind of smart, too.
Yeah, not smart enough, Tom.
You see, nobody messes with the Garrett boys, Dalton. Nobody.
Afternoon, gents. What's going on here?
None of your business, stranger.
Good Lord Almighty.
Oh, I think it's my business. I'll be needing to talk to that man.
Tell you what. When we're done with him, you can talk to his cold, dead body. Then you can talk to us.
Tom, that won't do.
It won't what?
Tom.
What?
You know who that is?
I don't know who.
It's Luke Logan, that's who.
It is.
Aw, jeez.
Luke Logan. My. Is that right?
Might be.
As I recollect, you're a wanted man in 3 states.
Oh, no, I ain't. I was pardoned in Kansas, Missouri, Kentucky.
Well, now, I can't say as I knew about Kentucky, but that still leaves New Mexico, now don't it?
New Mexico ain't a state, it's a territory.
Boy's got a smart mouth on him, state, territory, what's the difference? Way I heard, you shot a man down in the streets of Santa Fe. That's a hanging offense anywhere you go.
It was him or me.
What's that?
Gentlemen, please, if everyone could just settle down...
No, sir, I ain't gonna settle down. I said... What's that you said, Logan?
You don't want to do that, Tom. Put the gun down.
I want to know what he said.
Look down and I'll tell you.
At the time?
What I said was... It was him or me.
Sneaky son of a...
Unless you're ready to put money on your trigger being faster than mine, you better stand down, mister.
God darn it.
Put your gun on the table real slow. You too, boy.
Never miserable.
That's good. Now get.
You're gonna be sorry you ever came to Roswell, Logan.
I already am.
Why the hell did you shoot him when you had the chance?
Me, you had a gun right on him.
What's your name, bartender?
Dalton, sir.
All right, Dalton. Those boys will be back for their guns in a bit. Buy them a round of drinks and you'll be fine. Put it on my tab. Name's Logan. I'm good for it.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Now, I'll come in here to ask where I might find a rancher by the name of Sam Ballinger.
Oh, yes. You can find Sam down at the schoolhouse, right down at the end of the street.
Schoolhouse? Thought Sam was a cattle rancher.
Sam's a lot of things, mister.
Afternoon, ma'am.
Well, good afternoon. Can I help you?
I hope so. I'm looking for a man named Ballinger. Bartender down the way said I could find him here.
A man named Ballinger.
Yes, ma'am. Proprietor of the Circle B Ranch.
I hate to disappoint you, but you're looking at him. Mr. Sam Ballinger, at your service. Put her there.
Oh, geez, I'm awfully sorry.
Oh, don't be. No, I like being a woman. The dresses get a bit old, but I wear trousers at home when the shutters are drawn. Now, who are you? Don't tell me you're a woman, too.
No, ma'am, I don't reckon I am. Name's Luke Logan. Friend of yours up Willow Springs said you were having trouble with rustlers down here.
Well, yes. Yes, we are. Although I fear the word trouble is a bit mild.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, my husband died 3 years ago, leaving me in charge of the Circle B. Well, since then, I've seen a lot of things, but this is something different. Have you ever been to a slaughterhouse?
I've seen cows cut up, sure.
Well, that's basically what's happening to ours, except it's happening right out in the field. And it only happens at night.
Someone's making off with cuts of beef?
No, they're just killing cattle. Gutting them, actually.
Holy cow.
Exactly. And there's something else you should probably know. Our sheriff, Sheriff Dodd, well, he disappeared a few weeks ago, not long after the mutilations began.
Just up and gone, huh?
Without a trace.
Any idea who's behind it?
We suspect the Garrett clan may be to blame. They're a very large, very rich family who run roughshod over every one of these parts.
Garrett's, huh? I believe I met a couple of them back at the saloon. They don't scare me.
They don't?
Nope. Not a whit. I know how to handle their kind.
Will you help us then, Mr. Logan?
Well, I'll try. And call me Luke, won't you?
All right. Luke. And please call me Sam.
Sam.
Gentlemen, ladies, please, if we could get started. Excuse me. This is Mr. Logan. He has kindly agreed to help us with our troubles.
Afternoon, folks. Sam's told me a fair bit about what's going on here, but I want to make sure all the holes are filled in. So let's start with you there in the Brown Derby. You knew Sheriff Dodd, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, how'd you feel when he up and disappeared?
Well, right awful, I reckon.
What do you think happened to him?
I don't rightly know.
Oh, sure you do. You know what you thought.
Well,
them Garretts got him, that's what.
Miss Jameson!
Well, they did.
Well, what makes you say that?
Sir, everybody knows that them Garretts is up to no good. You got something stoled or killed in Roswell, it's a good bet they've behind it.
All right, how do the rest of you feel about that?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, all right, consider it noted. Now back to you, Derby. How many head of cattle have been torn up?
Well,
he don't want to talk because he's afraid them Garretts will come for him.
That's not true.
Then what is it, Billy? Anyone tries to talk to you about this, it's like your mouth got sewed shut.
Miss Jameson, please. Now, Billy, I know you're afraid, but you have to trust Mr. Logan. He's not going to let the Garretts or anyone else hurt you.
Him? There's nothing that man can do to protect any of us. There's nothing anyone can do.
Billy!
Nothing.
Oh. Well, then.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's all right. Do you see the way he was looking up at the sky when he lit out of here? Man's looking to heaven for strength, I reckon. No need to drag him through something he's too weak to handle. Well, not yet, anyhow. If we need him later, we know where to find him. What are you looking at, Jameson?
I was just thinking, is all. Billy's right being scared of them Garretts. He may even be right saying you can't protect him. No offense, but you're a hired gun. You ain't the law.
Well, wearing a badge didn't do much for old Sheriff Dodd now, did it?
You got a point.
Yes, I do. Now, let's move on. You there, Black Vest.
Sir? Name's Harker, sir. Cal Harker.
Okay, Harker, then. What's your story?
Tell him about the other night, Cal.
All right. Well, me and Hank here.
Howdy.
We drive cattle for our daddy up from Picos. You see the wagon yard when you come in?
Yeah.
Well, that's where we stay when we come through. It's real nice. Costs $1 a day, and for that you get a place to spread your bed, prairie coal to cook by.
Cal,
Anyhow, we got in a couple of days ago and put up out there like usual. Around the fire that night, we heard of some strange stories about cattle getting cut up and like that. But we didn't think nothing of it, did we, Hank?
No, sir.
Because we've heard strange things before. You spend much time around Navajo, you hear all sorts of tall tales. They got stories about coyotes shacking up with crows and eagles doing it with...
Cal?
Sorry, Miss Ballinger. Anyhow, we was sleeping out there the other night when I heard this noise. Awfulest thing you ever did hear. Huh? What? What in tarnation is that? Hank, wake up.
What?
You hear that?
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know. But he's coming from over by the cattle pens. Come on, let's go check it out.
Good Lord. Hey, somebody chopped up our cow.
You don't say.
No, really, look at all the guts.
And the blood.
And the guts.
I think it's still alive. See the way its eyes are googling around?
Plus, it's making all that racket.
It ain't just this one, either. Look at that one over there.
It's that one, too.
And that one, and that one, and...
get down, Hank!
What is that like, Cal? What's happening?
And that's the last thing I remember. That bright light, and the heat, and the wind. Next thing I knew, it was morning, and me and Hank were waking up down by the river, about a mile upstream.
Well, you don't say. Any idea how you got there?
None. Whoever it was managed to knock us cold and drag us off, figuring to kill us, I bet. Must have decided it wasn't worth the trouble since we didn't see nothing.
Uh-huh. How about you, Hank?
What?
Do you remember anything else?
Oh, no, sir. Well, I do remember my ass hurting pretty bad the next morning.
Hank, watch your language.
Yeah, me too. Whatever they hit us with must have set us down pretty hard. Felt like somebody had run a fence post up my ass.
Cal!
Sorry, ma'am. Anyway, that's what it felt like. And all I could think about was them Garretts. Why shouldn't they slaughter a few head if it gets them what they want?
Oh, hang on now. What good would that do them?
Maybe to scare folk along a little faster.
Right. Hard to do any rustling here in town. But what about up north on the trail?
Well, you know, that makes sense. A couple of cowboys left out of here a week ago, but came back the next day, saying they had nearly everything stolen out from under them. They marked the rustlers as Garretts.
What brand were those cowboys driving?
Bar F, if I remember correctly.
And what's the Garrett brand?
Star, with a G in the middle.
Those Bar F boys sell any cattle while they were here in town?
Not that I know of. Why?
Because if I find any Bar F cattle on Garrett land, I'll know whether they're stolen.
Oh, Luke, are you going to challenge the Garrett boys in their own land?
Well, I don't know about challenging them, but I'm going out there, yeah.
Are you sure you won't reconsider pinning a badge on that poncho of yours?
I told you before, Sam, I ain't no sheriff. Besides, I got all the authority I need right here in my triggers. Well, well, looky here, Moon. I believe that will be the Bar F brand. Yeah, guess that tells us what we... What is it, boy? What, you smell something? Well, sure, there's lots of chips out here with all the cattle, but it ain't that bad, is it? Oh, it ain't the chips? Well, all right, then. Follow your nose, boy. Let's go. Oh, Lordy, I smell it now. What in God's name is it? Holy cow. Look at them move. Piles and piles of them. All with their guts torn out like a rendering here. And look at all the brands. Circle B, Bar F, Star G. I think we found our rustlers, boy. Time we went up and had us a little talk with them Garretts, huh? Let's go. Come on, open up, dang it.
Well, if it ain't Luke Logan, what the hell do you want?
I want to talk to the man in charge. Is that you?
That would be me. Be a good host, Thomas, and show the man in.
You heard her. Go ahead.
Mr. Logan, is it?
I reckon so.
I'm Wilma Garrett. My son said you were a fiery one. Handsome, too. I'll wager you're quite popular with the young ladies.
The young ones, maybe.
Yes. Well, it certainly took a lot of nerve for you to come here, wearing guns, no less.
You'll notice they're still in their holsters.
So they are. Thomas, you haven't offered our guest any refreshment.
But, Ma...
Do as I say, or you'll get the switch, young man.
Oh, come on, Ma. Logan here is my nemesis.
Your what?
My nemesis.
Your nemesis, dear. Of course he is, and a worthy one, I'm sure, but that is no excuse for bad manners.
That's all right, ma'am. If it's all the same to you, I'd rather just do my business and move on.
By all means. How can we help you?
Well, you can start by telling me how you came by 100 head of Bar F cattle.
How does any ranch come by another brand? I bought them.
Well, now, that's not how the Bar F boys tell it. Someone rustled them out of 100 head a week back.
And you think it was my boys. Mm. That's understandable. Mm. We do have something of a reputation among the more envious locals. But we bought those cattle. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yeah, reckon you'd say the same for that lot of Circle B you got out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I can show you our ledgers.
No, we don't gotta show nothing, Ma. He ain't the law, even if he was.
Don't, Father. I'm sure your books paint a real pretty picture. Now, speaking of the law, you wouldn't happen to know what happened to old Sheriff Dodd, now, would you?
I certainly would not.
You want me to put a bullet in him, Ma?
Is that what you did with the sheriff,
That's Tom? Enough, Mr. Logan. I'm going to ask you to leave.
Fine, fine. I've just got one more question, then I'll get out of your hair.
Yes?
Why are you slaughtering all them cattle in the fields? What good does that do?
Well, I'm sure I don't know what you mean.
Oh, I think you do. You got a big old rendering heap out beyond that South Ridge, all different brands. What I want to know is, why?
Oh, come on, Ma. One little bullet right between the eyes.
That won't be necessary. Mr. Logan, we've had nothing to do with these slaughterings. That rendering heap, as you call it, consists of my own cattle slaughtered in my own fields, by whom I have no idea.
Huh. All right, then. Guess I got what I come for. Miss Garrett, Tom, good day to you.
You want me to shoot him in the back, Ma?
No, Thomas, honestly.
No.
Luke!
Well, howdy, Sam. Look at you sitting there, all purdy in your rocking chair. Glow of the desert sun setting low, shining in those emerald eyes. All you need now is a shawl and a yellow dog at your feet.
Yeah, or a...
Or a what?
Oh, never mind. Well, how did it go?
How'd what go?
Well, your discussion with the Garrett.
Oh, that. well, I'm not sure how it went. Ma Garrett says they got nothing to do with it.
And you believe her?
Well, I might. Her cattle have been getting slaughtered, too. Did you know that?
Well, no, but couldn't she still be lying?
Oh, she might be lying about where she gets her stock. I'd peg her and her boys for first-class rustlers any day of the week. But I don't think she's killing them. I found a big old heap of carcasses out there. Unless she's trying to put herself out of business.
Well, where does that leave us?
Well, that leaves us with a plan, that's where.
Really? And what plan might that be?
A plan to catch whoever is doing it.
Up, get along, little doggies.
This is it, huh?
I reckon it's as good a spot as we're gonna find. These low ridges to the north, east, and south make for a real nice corral. And they don't close up all the way. Northeast corner, there's a break where a few dozen head might decide to slip through and go a-wandering.
Or be driven out by rustlers.
Either way, it baits the trap. Then all we gotta do is wait.
How long?
Hell, best I tell, these yahoos only strike after dark. The sun's about gone now. We at least got time to make camp. After that, who knows?
What time would you guess it is?
Oh, around midnight, I reckon.
Luke?
Yeah?
When I suggested you take that sheriff's badge...
How'd I know you were going to bug me about that?
You seem so angry. Why? I was only suggesting...
Sam, listen. I don't need no badge to back me up. I stand alone, and right or wrong, I stand by what I do.
Well, why does it have to be about what you need? These people need a sheriff. They need to see that star pinned to a strong man to tell them everything's going to be all right.
Well, if that's what they need, they sure don't want that thing stuck on me. Why me, anyhow? I haven't even been here a whole day.
Because you're strong.
Sam.
Rugged.
Hey, is that your hand on my knee?
And you look really good in that poncho.
Lord of mercy, look! Just beyond that east ridge, the light!
I've never seen a light that bright. It's just like Cal and Hank said.
And those horrible sounds, it's like giant kernels of corn popping.
I'm guessing that's our cue. Wake up, boys! Come on, we got some rustlers to catch. Stay here, Sam. This is bound to get right messy.
I'm not staying here by myself.
Well, a gunfight's no place for a lady.
Well, who you calling a lady?
Sam.
Luke.
All right, dang it. Grab that rifle and come on.
Good Lord Almighty.
Sam, get down.
That was close. What was it?
Some kind of bullet, I reckon. Damn near took your head off.
What is that thing down there?
Which thing? The giant silver egg thing with all the lights shooting out of the bottom? Or those little gray things running around it?
They look like children.
Pissed off children. I don't know what kind of guns they're packing, but they look to be pretty handy with them. Look at that! Those popcorn sounds! Oh, it's cows getting their guts blown out! Watch yourself, Sam.
Well, where are you going?
Down there. You stay low and pick them off from here.
Luke! Don't go! They'll kill you!
Die like them die.
Gosh, Cal, this sure is scary.
Not half as scary as it'd be down there, Hank. Think what it must be like for old Luke Logan. Look at him, bearing down on him like a bull that's all red.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! I'm hit, Sargon. Go on without me.
Never!
Go, I say. I'll never make it back to the ship.
Then Felmer is only a few mexels away.
A few mexels may as well be a million parpex now, comrade. I am doomed, condemned, finished, undone.
That one sure does make a lot of noise.
Good thing his partner's got sense enough to drag him out of the line of fire.
Yay! Humans!
Of course it's humans, you Brad Flack. Did you think the Lafkins could wound me so mortally?
But the humans are harmless pawns.
It ain't humans you gotta worry about, you little barman. It's this here Smith and Wesson number three and his brother Lefty.
Luke sure looks mad.
Best I can tell, he always looks like that.
I wonder where he got that poncho. He looks right smart on him.
Don't go get no ideas. Ponchos make you look fat.
Run away! Run away!
That's right. Run, you no good, yellow-bellied, sidewinding.
Well, you reckon maybe we should go help?
I reckon maybe we should. Come on. Hey, Logan! Logan!
Hey, boys. Thanks for coming to the rescue.
Where are they going?
Well, near as I can tell.
Luke, where are they going?
Up that ramp, I reckon. Fixing to hide in that...
Humans, I am Vulcan. You will be destroyed.
Not if I got anything to say about it, you little bastard.
My weapon. You
shot that gun right out of his hand.
Yeah, lucky for him. That's what I was aiming for.
Now he's running up the ramp, too. And It's folding up into the egg.
Shutting, like the tailgate on a wagon.
Wait, look.
Lower the ramp, can you? Lower it, I say.
It's a-coming back down.
Foolish humans, you have offended the mighty Vulcan, conqueror of worlds. And for that, you will pay. I will see your children impaled upon burning blazars. I will see your soiled undergarments aired in the streets of the Imperial City.
That last one is coming back.
And it looks like he's got someone with him.
It's
Tom Garrett.
And they're throwing him out.
Uh-huh. I knew them Garretts was in cahoots with... Hey, what are those little fellas?
Your reproductive organs dipped in the molten blood of 1,000 Nazarian leech bats.
And his brother Pat.
Oh. As for the rest of your innards, don't get me started.
Hey, the ramp thing's going up again. I've never seen anything like it.
Are they gone?
I reckon so. Looks like...
they will be back.
Ah! Oh, Jesus! What's wrong with Logan? Why is he holding his head?
Luke, are you all right?
You fired upon High Lord Vulcan. He will come for you.
I don't understand. Who's that talking?
Who's talking? Luke, please.
It is I.
I who?
Luke, you're scaring me.
It is I.
You? You're a cow?
They will come for you, Logan.
Sweet Mary, Mother of God.
They will be back.